morning.
And in Luke, the second chapter, it says there were shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared in them, saying, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And then it said, "This would be a sign to you. You would find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then a heavenly host of angels appeared in the sky, praising and glorifying God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." And then many people miss this part. It says the shepherds departed from that place, and they went to tell others about what had happened and brought them back to worship the King. This Christmas season, we have the opportunity to proclaim the good news of our Savior's birth. No longer a babe in a manger, but a glorious King that rules and reigns in majesty. A King that is coming back. This Christmas season, let us worship the King.
Oh, come to the place where the Holy Child is laid. Oh, come, let us see the newborn King. For He is our God and greatly to be praised. Come, let us worship the King. Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born. For the Lord will reign over all the earth. Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Through all the earth, let us worship the King. Savior has come, let all the nations sing. The mountains ring out with angelic praise. The heavens rejoice, for the earth receives her King. Oh, come, let us worship the King. Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born. For the Lord will reign over all the earth. Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Through all the earth, let us worship the King. Come, let us worship the King.
The King.